Researchers studied a large group of more than 27,000 people whose genetic makeup or genotype includes a unique gene associated with an increased risk of heart attack. The scientists wanted to know whether diet could modify this gene variant, known as 9P21. Co-author McMaster University epidemiologist Sonia Annan says they found it could.
Among people with a high-risk genotype, their risk of a myocardial infarction or heart attack was about 30% increased. However, when they consumed a diet high in raw vegetables and fruit, this risk returned to 1.0, or that of someone who doesn't have the high-risk genotype.
The research, one of the largest gene-diet interaction studies ever conducted on heart disease, included people from five ethnicities, European, South Asian, Chinese, Latin American, and Arab, who were already taking part in health studies. The results show that a minimum of two servings a day of raw fruits, vegetables and berries seem to protect people against the adverse effects of the bad gene, although Annan says more is better.
My advice is to consume as many servings of fruits and or vegetables per day as a way to prevent heart disease, especially if you may have a family history of early heart disease or a genetic risk factor for heart disease.
Annan says health officials have long recommended this heart-healthy diet to protect against heart disease and other chronic diseases like stroke and cancer.
But really only the minority of individuals take that on as a new health behavior, and perhaps genetic information will motivate a larger section of society to actually make positive behavior changes.
Annan says the next step in her research is to study the mechanisms that trigger or silence the gene-diet interaction. A better understanding of how it works could point the way to new treatments for people with genetic heart attack risk. The study is published in the journal PLOS Medicine. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.